Welcome to WP Coffee Talk. Thank you to all of our sponsors, and especially to our espresso level sponsors, Helix Managed WordPress Hosting, for both their sponsorship and for hosting our site, and to Expander Digital for both their sponsorship and providing SEO services to us. Now enjoy the episode.
Welcome to the next episode of WP Coffee Talk, where I get to talk to all my friends, old and new, and some that I'm making on the fly about WordPress and what they do with WordPress and what their involvement with WordPress is and all the wonderful things about the world and community of WordPress. Today, it is a Saturday, and it's today is actually, this won't air for a couple months probably, but today is September 14th. And yesterday, Aida and I actually tried to make this this episode happened, and it was Friday the 13th, and it was a full moon, and everything conspired against us as far as connectivity and her camera not working, and then I lost power in my town for a windstorm. We said, let's just try this again tomorrow. So here we are, and I think we're in for much better luck today. What do you think?
I hope so. Yeah, we hope so.
Yeah, we're hopeful anyway. So my guest is Aida Correa, and Aida is in Florida.
Yes.
Probably a little bit nicer where you are. It's sunny here. It's actually low 70s today, so I really don't have much to complain about. But it's good to see you, and it's good to have you back.
Thank you. Likewise. I'm so excited. I'm hoping it goes better. It's actually nice out, just a little cloudy, but that's okay. Keeps the sun down. I'm a New Yorker, like I told you yesterday, you know, so... Oh, that's fun. I'm good.
There you go. So tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
So I own a company called Love Built Life, and it's a creative arts and lifestyle company. I actually help people live their life more creatively. So I teach them how to sew and paint and do creative stuff, some self-exploration, but through WordPress and WordCamps, now I also help startups start up their companies. So just giving them ideas on how to brand and how to get their website set up. And so that's what I do.
I love it. I love how like all encompassing it is. You're not just like a down one path. You've got all of these wonderful artistic endeavors. That's wonderful. And that you share them with people is fantastic. I think that's great. So show us your mug. What mug do you have with you today?
Oh, this is my favorite one. It says live fully, love deeply, and laugh loudly. And it has a scripture that says, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full, John 10:10.
So wonderful.
Inspiration mug.
I like it. And what are you drinking today?
Water. It's almost 2, so it's kind of like that borderline time.
Yeah.
Coffee, water, you know.
Well, I've got my mug from the Warner School. Okay. That's a school of education and human development here in Rochester at the University of Rochester. And I was the director of admissions there for 3 years.
Oh, nice.
And I completed all my coursework for a doctorate. And then my job got downsized and I didn't finish my doctorate. So I'm not Dr. Ames. I'm just still Ms. Ames, but I got a great mug and a good education. So I can't complain. And I am drinking coffee. This is my first cup of the day, and it's a salted caramel with cream and sugar. So.
That's how I like mine too.
Yeah, I like it sweet and creamy. So tell us how you got started with WordPress.
So my WordPress story, you know how they have the WordPress story. I used to be on another website, another platform. I always tell people when I do my little talks, like the platform no one wants to talk about.
But
I
used to be on,
and one morning I woke up and I heard move your website to WordPress. Mm-hmm. And I had just done my third one on the other platform. I'm like, oh my gosh. But I said, okay, well, let me go ahead. And it was a great move. I've been on the WordPress platform now for a few years. And so then that's just the WordPress part. But then the WordCamp part, William Jackson, you interviewed him, I guess, a few weeks back. He and I were friends, and he used to tell me about these great things called WordCamps. And when we started dating, he was like, do you want to go? And my very first WordCamp ever was WordCamp Miami in 2018. So in that camp, I volunteered. I spoke with William, and I was a room MC, kind of all at once. And my volunteer was at the registration table at WordCamp Miami. So if anyone knows, that's like mayhem. But I fell in love with it. That was it. I fell in love with the platform, with the people, with the community. It was great.
And with William.
And with William, yeah.
Absolutely. Now when you said the old platform that you used to be on, the audio actually cut out. And so I don't want people to think that I bleeped it out or anything. Oh. So you did say the three-letter one that starts with a W and ends with an X.
Yes, it was the Wix, yes.
Just so people don't think I'm moderating this, not allowing anything else to be said. No, right, anything out of your mouth in my talks just kind of goes right up on the air too. So, but you certainly didn't just decide to dip a toe in. You kind of just like, well, if I'm going to do this, let's go full force, both feet in the water, and take the deep plunge as far as the WordPress and WordCamp goes. I think that's awesome.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
I'm glad I did it that way. I tried one time. I told you yesterday, I tried to do it one time as a normal WordCamp participant, just go and attend the sessions and nothing else at WordCamp Atlanta. And mm-hmm. I told William, not again. I have to be a part of it. I love the hallway track. That's my favorite. Being a volunteer allows me to be in the hallway and meet people and talk to them. Mm-hmm. And especially registration as they come in, like, hey. Yeah. As you see, I'm kind of over the top. So it's like, hey, how you doing? How's it going? Yeah, I love it. I love it. And I wouldn't do it any other way.
That's awesome. It's like, who's your welcoming committee? Aida. Just one. We just need one. That's awesome. When you look at people's websites, and you, especially as you're working with your customers, your clientele, what is something that you think that we need to focus on more to make sites better and stronger that we might not be paying enough attention to?
Okay. The number one thing I feel is accessibility. Just knowing that anyone that comes to your website, whether they have a hearing, a disability with hearing or with sight, that it is accessible. I didn't really think about accessibility until I started working on websites and until I started going to work camps and hearing more about that. That would be number one to me. The other thing as far as just sites in general, you know, I've helped quite a few people, and sometimes they want so much on their site. And that sounds great to you, but it's not great to a visitor when they have to navigate all these pages. That would be probably number two for me. Like, streamline, put your best stuff out there. Your best customers will ask for more, and you could always send them more, but you don't have to put everything on there at one time. Yeah,
that would be give them a reason to talk to you. Don't put it all out there.
Right, right. Yeah. And besides, they're just not going to look through all those pages. They're just not. Maybe at once upon a time, but not anymore.
Yeah, no, it's true. We move much more quickly than we used to as far as spending time on sites. And we just kind of want to like find out the details and follow up. Yeah, right. For sure. What's something that you wish that you knew back when you started working with WordPress that you've learned since then that might have made your life a little easier?
So, you know, it's so hard, like, having it, like, the second time around, but I will say it's the plugins. When I first started WordPress and building my site, I didn't know about plugins. I actually started on .com. I guess that would have helped, too. But once I learned about plugins, oh, my gosh. It just made life easier. It just helped with so many things. So, yeah, that would be the thing that I wish I had known from the very beginning, how helpful mm-hmm. plugins are.
I think almost anything you want to do with a website, you can find a plugin to help you accomplish it. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Almost. I think sometimes you look for something, you're like, well, this one does part of it. This one does part of it, and try to figure out how to get everything done. But yeah. And I work for a plugin company, so I have to agree with you. Plugins are pretty awesome. When you think back over the last couple of years that you've been doing WordCamps and things, what's a moment or two that kind of rises up as a pivotal moment for you, or like an aha moment, or just something inspirational?
So the thing that stands out to me the most was WordCamp Miami, my very first one. So I, like I said, I was a room MC, and I was actually very blessed to have Raquel Lauderfeld and Carol Olinger from the German Eiffel. She was, they were both speakers, and they're just so warm, so welcoming. That's my very first impression of the WordPress community was mm-hmm. the two of them. One, Raquel was talking about community and building community, mm-hmm. and Carol was talking about how she got involved. And afterwards, I spoke to them, especially to Carol, and they're like, look, you're doing it too. You can get involved and be a part of it. And it was like, me? Really? Okay. So, you know, I kind of looked up to them and said, this, if I'm going to do it anyway, this is the way I want to do it. So, yeah.
Absolutely. And I don't know Carol personally. I know Raquel. And man, does that woman have energy. So if you're going to like hitch up to somebody in the WordPress community who can kind of just show you all about it, she is the right person to connect with.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit more about, I know you and William travel a lot together to different camps. You've been to, I think you told me yesterday, 13 camps, yes. Just in a little over a year and a half. So mm-hmm. tell us a little bit about what you do at all these camps.
So most of the time we are volunteering or speaking, and we also work with the kids camps. So mm-hmm. we've, you know, volunteered with the kids camps. That's probably our favorite part when we have an opportunity. We just came back from Costa Rica. Yay! Shout out to WordCamp Costa Rica in San Jose. So we had an opportunity to both be speakers in San Jose and also to work with the kids in kids camp. And that's always so much fun. It's just, it's great to see them be a part of the community too. So yeah, that's usually what we do. We've been to Calgary, was another one that out of the country that we had an opportunity to speak. Both of us spoke there too and volunteered with the kids camp. So yeah, that's usually what we do. Volunteer, speak when we can. So yeah.
What are some of the talks that you've given?
So the two most popular is, so you're at a WordCamp now, what? That's mostly a beginner talk, but honestly, I've had some people who've been around for a while sitting on my talk and say, hey, that was some great information. Even for people who've been going to WordCamps, because I talk about, you know, it's overwhelming. You go to a WordCamp, you get all this information. Like if you're anything like me, you take a million notes and then you get home, you're like, what was I didn't even know what I was trying to say there. So I kind of give kind of some tips on what to do while you're at the WordCamp, but then what do you do after? Mm-hmm. And actually, next month at WordCamp Philly, for the first time, I am a closing speaker.
Woohoo!
Yay! So that's what I'm talking about.
Is that what I was going to say? What is your talk there? Is that talk?
Yeah, it's going to be just leveraging what you've learned through WordCamp and using it going forward. So I'm excited.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then the other one I give is starting a blog, even if you think you can't write. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of people who have thought about blogging. Blogging is making a resurgence. There was a time when it was kind of dying down, but it is resurging. So to be able to talk, to do that talk and then have people afterwards. I actually did it in Birmingham a few weeks ago, and I had a lady that was there and came to me the very next day. I did it on Saturday and Sunday morning. She's like, I started my blog last night. And I was like, yeah, you know, like that's the whole point of doing it. So yeah, those are the two most popular. There's another one. We actually got to do kind of a part of it on a panel at Birmingham. The other one is called A Seat at the Table, and it's about diversity and inclusivity. That is the one that I'm turning into a workshop. So I'm hoping to present it and be able to present it as a workshop. So kind of more hands-on.
Oh, I love that. I love that a lot. Do you know Allie Nimmons?
Yes.
Okay. So she's doing a workshop at WordCamp US on inclusivity and diversity. So maybe you guys should
talk. Awesome. Yes.
It's important.
We haven't had a chance to sit down and talk. I saw her in Orlando. I told her I've seen her a few times. I said, but we are going to sit down. She's like, yes, I look forward to it. But it was so busy in Orlando, we didn't get a chance that time, but we will.
Well, she and I have made a date for boba tea at WordCamp US, so maybe you could tag along with that.
Okay, great. That's awesome.
We'll get us all together. It'll be fun. That's awesome. And then working with your personal clients. So how do you, you know, a lot of people, you know, freelance, whether you call yourself a freelancer or an entrepreneur, a small business owner. I mean, we all kind of have the same challenges, if you would, because I was all three of those things for a number of years. How do you find clients? Because I think a lot of people, that's a real question when they kind of strike out on their own, is this fear of not being able to find clients. So where do you find your clients?
Right now, it's hit or miss. It's a lot of word of mouth, but mostly actually, so I've had gotten a few from WordCamps, but I've gotten some new ones from the meetups, just going to the meetups. So we have those, there's sometimes we have a speaker and then sometimes we have, what's your question? These are the people in the room that can answer those questions. So, you know, I'll say I can do the business branding and stuff like that. And then someone will sit and talk, but you know, you can only do but so much while you're sitting there. So I've gotten a few that way. Right now that's where I'm at. But also, you know, as far as my, the other part of my business with the art, I actually go out and talk. I volunteer a lot. So I've done classes, even my talks, I've done them in the local library. I've done them with schools. We're also recently, we started working with the Microsoft Store. So they allow us to use their space. So that also helps to generate a little bit of business. So.
That's awesome. And I've seen some of your artwork. It's absolutely beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
You're an inspired artist. Absolutely. You'll have to post some of your paintings on Twitter so other people can appreciate them too.
Oh, thank you. I have them on Instagram. So if you follow me on Twitter, it's the same thing, Love Built Life. But yeah, I'll do it on Twitter too.
Sure. Yeah, I'll have to take a look at your Instagram later for sure. So moving into some of our rapid fire questions, let's talk through some of those. I don't think we even got to all of these yesterday. So some of these will still be new to you, which is nice. Okay. When you're working with somebody who's building their own website, what are a few plugins that you consider either a must have or you highly recommend?
So if I'm starting out, we definitely will start out with the Jetpack plugin and the Yoast. And WordFence is another one that I didn't realize how important security was until one of our friends, Steve, he's at ATV Steve. He talks all about website security. And that was kind of like an eye opener. So I definitely make sure my clients have their websites secure. Yeah,
definitely. So are there any other plugins that maybe for an artist or a writer or something like that you could think of that you would use? Or is it just kind of like find the right one for what you're looking for?
Yeah, the only other one that I've used that was a lifesaver for me was Smoosh. Mm-hmm. Because when I first started putting my pictures up and they were like all these crazy sizes and, you know, you know, for these newbies like me, you know, because with WordPress, it was definitely very new for me. So that was a lifesaver. So if you're going to be putting up a lot of pictures, I would definitely recommend that. There are some others that I've heard of that I haven't had an opportunity to try yet. Cloudinary is one that also works with images that I'll be trying out soon. And then BoldGrid, it has a bunch of different plugins that I actually do enjoy, but I would tell people, take a look at what they have and then try them out.
Yeah. One of the things about the, I think is it Smoosh or Smoosh It? I can't remember exactly what it's called, but what's really nice about that is if you have a customer, so you've built a website for a client and then you've empowered them to use their own website and they're uploading images, you can put that Smoosh on there and it will limit the size of the image and resize images as they're uploaded so that your customers can't suddenly blame you for a slow website when they've been uploading, you know, 5,000 pixel wide images.
Right. I love that.
Yeah. So it's good for ourselves, but it's also good for our customers so that they don't, you know, kill their own websites.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's a challenge for me because I work with startups. So most of the time I'm building a website and handing it over because they can't pay for the maintenance. And besides, I'm like, so, you know, that's why I do strictly startups. You know, I tell people, if you want fancy, I know fancy people. So, and that's one of the things, you know, putting stuff in place so that it's easy for A, for them to use, and B, they won't crash their sites and do all kinds of crazy stuff. Yeah.
I have a talk on WordPress TV that you might like that I did in Hamilton called Empower Your Clients to Use Their Websites, but Client Proof It at the Same Time. So
I will be checking that out. Yes.
Some ideas for you there for sure. At any point in your WordPress journey, have you had a mentor, whether it was an official mentor type relationship or, you know, somebody took you under their wing, just somebody that you looked up to, that kind of thing that you could say, yeah, that person is a real mentor for me.
Yeah. So I have to start with my honey, William Jackson. So like I said, we were friends long before we ever decided to become a couple. And he was always encouraging. And then once we got involved, even though we were together, he's always been encouraging. And he's phenomenal. Like, you know, I know, you know, people are like, oh, gosh, she's her boyfriend. She's gushing. No, he's my boyfriend for a reason. He's an intelligent man, very, you know, into the community, into volunteering. We have, a lot in common. But he's one of the most prolific bloggers I know. He's always blogging. He's always posting. You know, if you want to know about how to post on social media, follow that dude. Like, he's nonstop. Like, consistency, consistency, consistency. So, and he's, like I said, he's an encourager. So that's, you know, my unofficial mentor. But then my other unofficial mentor, I don't even think he knows, is Nathan Ingram. He hasn't taken me under his wing. But every chance I get, I kind of slip in. Like, hey, Nathan.
Got some room under there?
Yeah, right, exactly. Like, I got just a little room because, you know, he has mentored a lot of people and he has great knowledge. I love watching his talks. When I put my talks together, I think, what would Nathan do? You know what I mean? So, because he's just engaging and then he presents the information in a way that's easy to digest. So, yeah, that's my other unofficial one.
I love it. Nathan is awesome. I've had occasion to meet him on several different WordCamps, and you know, we keep in touch. He's absolutely somebody that I can see being somebody you'd look up to. Absolutely. Yeah,
he's a great guy. Awesome.
Yeah. And just a little note about William. Did William tell you how he and I first met? Or you may have heard it in his interview.
Yeah, he did tell me. He told me before, because when he told me that you were going to interview him, yeah. He's like, I met her before, and I didn't remember. And then he told me about the whole story about meeting in WordCamp US. Did he tell you that he didn't even know it was a WordCamp US? He thought it was a WordCamp Philly.
It
turned out to be a big off to do.
Why are there 3,000 people here?
Exactly. So yeah, he told me about that. And he told me what a great lady you were. So I was looking forward to it when he said to apply. I was like, okay, I get to meet her.
He's an awesome guy with just a great heart for helping kids and helping people in general. So, absolutely. And he and I are both on the WordCamp US team this year. So,
yes, I do.
So that's exciting. Looking forward to seeing you both there for sure.
Yeah.
Who is somebody that you admire in the WordPress community and why?
So, yeah, I remember this one from yesterday and I try to sit down and think about it, but my answer is still going to be the same. There's so many people. There really are. You know, that sounds so corny to some people, but once you get involved, WordCamp is like my family. I think I told you yesterday, and I've said this many times to many people, I don't remember names and faces, except for WordCamp. Like, I'll go to a WordCamp and go, oh, that's such and such, and I met them at WordCamp US, so I met them at Atlanta, and this is what they do. You know, they're a videographer, or they're a developer. I can't do that anywhere else. WordCamp is the only place that I can. So it's my people. It's my tribes, right? So I've met so many people that I consider my WordCamp family. Yeah. So it'd be like, you know, who in your family is your favorite? I don't know. So many. You know,
it's like saying to your mother, who's your favorite child? And she goes,
right.
Same.
I have no favorites here. Yeah, that's me. I have 4 girls and they all think someone else is the favorite. And I don't.
Yeah, I am my mother's favorite daughter, but I am also her only daughter. So there you go.
Okay.
So she likes to say that. I'm like, I'm your favorite child. Well, you're my favorite daughter.
Okay.
I have one daughter. I tell her she's both my favorite and my least favorite because she's
and
just one.
Right.
And depending on the day, I'll emphasize one versus the other.
Yeah. So I have 4 daughters. My oldest is 31 and my youngest is 11. And then I have 4 grandchildren. So yeah, there's no favorites.
Life is good. Life is right. Absolutely. Right. What's something you'd like to learn in WordPress, but you haven't tackled yet?
CSS. So my understanding is if I can learn how to use that and do CSS, then I don't have to learn all the extra coding stuff. I mean, I know some basics, but it would be very helpful for me. So that is the goal, to learn CSS. Now, I do want to, especially now that I am getting more clientele and customers that are interested in the other part of what I do with the Word websites, I do want to learn more and get more in depth so that I'm more proficient. So I can do stuff, but I want to be more proficient in what I'm doing.
That's awesome. What's one of the biggest mistakes you've ever made in WordPress, and what did you learn from it?
So I didn't know about child themes and child site. I didn't know anything about that. So when it said, oh, look, your theme has an update, I just said, okay, update it. And one particular theme I loved, and I was finally, like, I finally got this right. And I hit update, and I came to a completely different website. And that was it. It's done. Like, it's over. Now I was starting from scratch. So
like, all your customizations are gone. Yep.
Yeah. Now I know better. But yeah, that was it. Just hitting update and not having a backup. And then that's it. It's over.
Yeah. Came over. Yeah, that is one of those important lessons to learn. Well, what's one of your proudest WordPress moments?
My proudest. Wow. What is my proudest WordPress moment? I would have to say, having nothing to do with the website, having to do more with WordCamp. Okay, so my very first talk ever was supposed to be a 30-minute talk, and I did it in 15 minutes. So I was so nervous. So the first time I actually did my talk and paced myself well was Asheville. That was probably my proudest moment. Yeah, that's awesome. Like, okay, I got this. I can do this. Yeah.
That's cool. I love it. Yeah, that feeling of confidence and the fact that you, like, I accomplished it, I'm validated. Yeah, for sure.
Right. Yeah,
absolutely. That's great. I've done them a little too fast in the past as well, and like, oh boy, I hope they've got confidence. Otherwise, yeah.
Yeah. Is that, yeah, you know, and some people, like William, is so good. Like, he could improvise and he could chit chat with you and keep going. Not me. Like, when I'm done, I'm like, that's all I got. Like, that's
it. Everybody make a beeline for the bathroom because we're done.
Look, you got plenty of time to rest. That's what I told them. Like, look, it was the end of the day anyway. Go home. Go to the after party. Have lots of fun.
We're all brain dead by that point anyway, right? if you weren't working in web and webcams and, you know, WordPress and WordCamps and all this kind of stuff, what's another career that you might like to attempt?
So I think about it even now, like, what if we stopped traveling and stopped doing this? I honestly would just love to pursue my art full time. That would be, you know, that would be the blessing if I could just pursue it full time. And cause I love to not only do art, but I love to teach it. I love, you know, before I started teaching, people would say, I would love to be able to do that. And I'm like, everyone has something in them. And to be able to sit down with someone, just like you can blog and people are like, oh, I started my blog. It's the same thing when someone sits down for the first time and does a painting or uses a sewing machine for the first time and falls in love with it and wants to keep going. That inspires me. That's the thing that I would love to do.
That's awesome. I love that. That's great. What's something on your bucket list?
On my bucket list. I have been a very blessed lady. I have been able to fulfill a lot of things. When we went to Costa Rica, we actually ended up at the Pacific side. And it was because I had told one of our friends who were like, where do you want to go? I said, I always dreamed of seeing the sunset on the Pacific Ocean. Yeah. And they were like, you're going to Costa Rica in the rainy season. That's not going to happen. Well, we have pictures to prove. We actually got to see a beautiful sunset on the Pacific Ocean. So on my bucket list at this point, we would love to, and I, when I say we, William Jackson and I, because I know he wants to, but I would love to too, is we would love to participate in a kids camp in Africa.
Oh,
that I would love, love to be able to do that and to be able to not just do kids camp, but maybe do several STEAM, STEM type, because, you know, we do STEAM classes when we do the kids camp, because I do the art, you know, we introduce arts to the kids and stuff. I would love to do that in Africa. That would be definitely high on my list.
You need to connect with Mary Job. Do you know Mary Job?
Yes, we can, we're connected on Twitter, so we talk back and forth, and I'm like, one day, you and I shall meet. Yes, we will.
Exactly. That's what I love about WordPress, is we all kind of connected one way or the other. It's really fun.
Yes.
For sure. Show us or tell us about one of your hidden talents that people in the WordPress community might not know about.
A hidden talent that they don't know about. Well, most people know I am bilingual, but what you don't know is I love to dance.
Oh.
So I don't get a chance to do that too often. So yeah, I love to dance. So
awesome. Any particular style of dance?
No, I like salsa music. I like English music. I used to, when I was younger and a lot more limber, I used to dance a lot. I don't get to do it as much now, but yeah, I love to dance.
Have you ever taken belly dancing classes?
I have. I actually did belly dancing for quite a while. So I love belly dancing too. So salsa dancing, belly dancing. I used to be a house dancer, house music.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that, see, now I did not know that about you. I knew about the other art, did not know about the dancing. That's awesome. Yeah, so a little known fact about me is I used to take belly dancing classes.
Oh, so one day we're going to get our hip scarves, you and I. We're just going to.
We'll see.
I'm not telling anybody. It's just be you and me. We're having fun with our coffee.
That's right.
We'll get hyped up on coffee.
I actually taught a class once too, but that was a long time ago.
Oh, awesome. That is great.
It feels like a million years ago. But yeah, a lot of fun. So we're at the end here. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about?
Oh, no, just thank you. Thank you so much for inviting me onto your show. And it's wonderful now that we've had two times to sit down and talk. You are great. Oh,
it's so much fun. I have so much fun talking to you too.
Wow.
So tell us how we can find you on social. Are you there? Hello. I think we lost Aida, but I know that you can find her online at Love Built. I forgot what it's called now. It'll be in the, on the Love Built Life. That's it. At Love Built Life on all those different social medias. We'll put it in her episode online, and we look forward to seeing you on the next edition of WP Coffee Talk. Thank you so much for being here.
WP Coffee Talk with Michelle Frechette is a proud supporter of WP and Up, whose mission is to support and promote positive mental health within the WordPress community. Visit their website at wpandup.org.